You're listening to 9 minutes of madness.
Speaking of hacky comedians, watching the Justice League, which isn't as bad as people say it is, but it's not. Just okay. Doesn't nail
no, no.
It. Yeah. I just said, like, it seems alright, and then you just, like, I can't put my finger on what's wrong with this. It just, as it goes on, you just,
really,
like, it just doesn't kind of nail it, but there's scenes that are fine, they're just...
Also, Wonder Woman is less,
Wondrous?
Yeah, it's wondrous in this one, less enchanting. Aquaman should not be the coolest dude there.
That's it. Aquaman is the only good thing about the movie.
That's the problem.
That's what's messed up with it.
The rest of it's just like...
When you watch the whole movie, you're like... I kind of feel like watching an Aquaman movie with this guy.
Yeah.
It's like the rest of the characters. When I'm like... I don't want to feel like watching an Aquaman movie.
That movie should leave you feeling like that.
That's what's messed up. They made the Aquaman cool.
Yeah.
At the expense of everybody, but they... He's not very Aquaman-y. He's just like, you know...
Well, no, he, like, swims in the sea.
He swims and shit and surfs, but... they made him non-poochy. They made some of the other characters a bit poochy-ish. Anyway, the line that really got me with the hacky comediness or something, where there's seriously a character that goes, you know, what's the deal with brunch? It's not lunch. It's not breakfast. You have to stand in line for, like, an hour after breakfast waiting for lunch.
Dude, he just straight up was like,
I was like, that is the hackiest piece of...
Yeah. It's almost as bad as the airplane.
I would do that
things.
On stage to mess with the audience, just to see like how they would react to like such a hacky. What's the deal with airplane peanuts?
Why was this in the movie even? Like
not much context.
Even if it wasn't hacky comedy, why is there a brief stand up interlude? Because is it like Seinfeld? Like they have like an intro of like
Aquaman
doing comedy, and then
and it's like the Flash does a set. Wonder Woman's like. Man, what's the deal with the lesson with truth? Like, you know, you can never find it. It's like your king's yo.
Then they should just do like an hour of like hacky comedy, like standards, like just done by superheroes.
Like, I can almost sort of see the logic in the like the Flash's powers make him idiotically powerful. Like any story with the Flash, like you have to come up with an explanation as to why it is longer than 5 minutes.
Yeah, because he ran really fast. He fixed everything, and then it's over. That's,
yeah,
like. A cell with some screen.
Well, the old ones, he expends so much bloody energy, they has to stop them, like,
meals
in real time and shit in the 90s series.
But, yeah, see, the cheesy early 90s Flash is actually, like, enjoyable, whereas, like, this, even though it's not him, not in uniform, maybe it was just a bit, but yeah, he actually talks about how he's, has a lot of energy expenditure, and that's, like, really hard, and he's eating a pizza and he's like, oh man, I'm really hungry. And I'm like, instead of saying I'm a snackaholic, he goes like, I'm like a black hole for snacks. I'm a snack hole. yeah. See, and I was like, he really just said that. Did you?
The sound is that's really lame, but like, also it sounds like a porno movie.
Yeah, it sounds like
which
you're sticking things in a butthole. Like,
you know what? There were about 20 lines in the movie where I turned around and said, this sounds like it's the name of a porno film. Because I kept saying shit throughout it. And I gotta say, first of all, I want to do a little survey. Out of the subgenre of cum dumpster porn, do you prefer cum gurgling or cum guzzling? Because I think it's like an
guzzling.
Elvis... Guzzling?
Guzzling.
Me too. I guess it's like an Elvis matter
of video. I'm not a fan of gurgling in any context.
Exactly! Good, correct answer. Squish said the same.
Well, no, I said that I don't think they're,
there's a specific gurgling subgenre?
Okay. Yeah, there's...
Oh, because
cum guzzling, cum gurgling is like DC and Marvel.
Like, those people are depraved.
Yeah, see what I mean? And Marvel's always the better one, which is the guzzling one, quite obviously.
So the cum gurgling was in Justice League?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I didn't get good reviews.
Yeah,
see?
Exactly.
See? They noticed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
like really?
Yeah, that literally just sounded like, you Freudian slipped your way into a disgusting joke. And usually, when that happens, you're just like, oh, whoops. Or you laugh at it, or people notice.
Mm.
But they are seeing it like it's... Oh, I just cum guzzled.
But yeah, the jokes are like that.
But without actually mentioning it. Just slipping into conversation.
Oh, sure, I could do your superhero thing at 4 o'clock. I'm googling some cum at 3 o'clock. that's what happens throughout the movie.
Yeah, or I like to pack my snack hole or something.
Yeah, something like that,
I will say that promotional material and like the posters and stuff, Mm-hmm. Had a sort of, like, their costumes had a sort of a, the quality seemed slightly off, but I think a lot of people say it looks more like the stuff you'd see in a porn parody than in the actual product.
Oh, okay, that was the thing, like, the whole time I was like,
that feels like...
While we were watching the movie, I was like, about 20 minutes into it, I'm like, this is just going to become a porno, right? Because the acting's kind of stilted so in the direction's bad. And then I was like, you know, at some point, as a director, you start filming a normal film, and you go, this is going so poorly... Let's just turn it into a porno because we can salvage it.
yeah, you can make money at some point.
Like, this always hits that level where you're just like, screw it, let's just get porno actors in these costumes and we can say some long shots. Or it's just a porno with like a really, you know, 2 hours before it gets to the point. Like, oh, dude, they're trying to do like a Tucker action hero one-liner, but there's no one-liner. It's like, I'm gonna quench my thirst. No, hang on.
I can't do it.
Like, so it's something that's not a one-liner, but he says it as if it is, and he just kind of pauses.
Keycard found.
not that good.
Sounds like it's time for me to go on stage.
Well, what's the deal with brunch?
I imagine it'd be pretty hard to get into one, though, if you've got super strength. Like, how are you going to work out?
I think you automatically just look toned. It's like Superman is muscular, like defined.
Yeah, but how does he stay in shape? I mean, he can't actually be exerting himself that often.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He can't flap up
because he's got super metabolism.
Yeah, like he stays.
Like if anything, he just keep getting skinnier until he dies. No, like, because he couldn't eat enough.
I don't think he.
Unless he eats like rocks and shit.
He probably does.
Well, that's fine then. That's how he stays in shape.
Is there anything about what Superman eats? But anyway,
he eats rocks. We just established that. He doesn't need to sleep or eat. But he does it anyway.
So he looks normal. Like, he has to eat a sandwich at his desk, otherwise people will think, hey, dude, I haven't seen you eat in the like last 4 years. As Clark Kent, because, you know, if he went on a date and the chick's eating and is like, aren't you going to eat? It's like... No, I don't need to eat. I'm Superman. Ah, shit.
I assume he does it Princess Diana style. He, like, eats and then goes off and chucks it.
Is that how he keeps his good figure?
Yeah.
Our, like, you know, family friends gave us rollerblades for on Christmas. Mm. Now, we had no concrete. We weren't allowed out on the street. But there was... We had bricks down the side of the house. Now,
we have brick.
And now you can't really use rollerblades at all on grass. That's a recipe for stop flat on your face.
Yeah.
So we would like start at one
brick.
End. Yeah, we use brick. We would start at one end. You start going and you're kind of like... And you can't really stop, but you're also not going very fast. So you kind of stop and then you run into the like built-in barbecue that's also made of brick.
You know, your parents, like, you didn't live in the ghetto. They brought the ghetto indoors for you.
Like, it's a way to make a well-off family feel, like, they make the children feel really poor. It's really, like, because Dave's like, what are you talking about? You, like, look at the neighborhood you grew up in. It's really expensive.
Rich neighborhood, and you've got rich parents, and they made it, like, as ghetto-y possible for you guys. It's incredible. Yeah.
I think finally about when I was 18, 17, we got a desk. Because before that... I was like, did you do your homework on a desk? I had to sit cross-legged on my bed and do my homework on my lap. Like, with a book in front of me, sitting there like this. Like, bent over awkwardly, like, you know, doing your, you know, in front of you, kind of like, this is why I can go like this into a ball, because I had to do my homework, like, you know, where my feet are. And because, like, it's not something I mentioned because I'm like, you had a desk. Like, the only thing I didn't realize you were supposed to have a desk.
Jesus.
That's what it's like, dude. It's like the ghetto mixed with North Korea, because you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so someone finally tells you, you know, you're meant to have that. Like,
it's a legal kind of minimum requirement that the parents need to provide, and like, you know, table and chair, schoolwork is actually that if children are taken away, like if you're unfit as a parent, like, well, that's,
you know, like,
but these rich people do, like,
they didn't even buy us, no,
because all of them couldn't afford a desk.
And then we finally had a desk, like, seriously, for the last couple of years of school, and it was in a room, but like there was a desk sort of against the cupboard, but they're pull-out ones, so you couldn't open them anymore, so the desk was about this far away from it. Then you sat behind it, kind of wedged in, and then a bookshelf, like,
that's
that kind of thing.
Cell.
Yeah,
it's very Dickensian, like,
that's actually a prison cell.
The homework, like,
if you push your chair out,
stairs,
you're doing that.
Yeah.
The prison cell is a good thing, because otherwise it's like lights out or whatever, and you got to stay on your bed. In the prison cell, you don't have a desk either. Like, you're really in a cell, like... Like, dude, no, that's the luxury room. That, there was, at some point, I don't know if they were painting the rooms or they just, like, said, fuck you guys, you're going in here. We had three single beds wedged together in that room. This was before there was a desk in there and before the bookshelf was on one side. This is before any, like, desks. And we slept three abreast in a room where you could barely open the door, the thing. And this was before the fourth kid was born, so there was only three kids and we all were crammed in one room. And then there was a spare room. And, like, for years I was like, can I have my own room? Can I have my own room? But instead they just shuffled us around. Every year it's like, oh, you go with you and the other combination.
The thing that gets me, though, like, I get the poor families in the ghetto where there's, like, 10 of them in a room and they've just got, like, a desk or something. But you think this were rich, like, properly. Just, what the hell were they doing? Like,
they didn't give you had a spare room.
Yeah.
Like, at that point, it's just spiteful. It's spiteful.
Yeah, they're like, no table. Yeah. You can break.
These Germany jokes entries are great. What would happen if desert became socialist country? Nothing for a while, then there would be sand shortage.
Why does
Stasi work together in group of three? You need one who can read, one who can write, third keeps eye on intellectuals.
There you have it. Remember to send your comments, rants, or death threats to podcastmadness@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in next week for another 9 minutes of madness.